We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Achmas Shem Kav Yaakov bePitchos Luya. We are in Kelim Perach Avav Mishnah Tes or Shehu Tamei Medras. See, you have a piece of leather being used as a mat. It's susceptible to Tumas Medras, or maybe a Zav actually sat on it, or it was lying down on it, so they became Tamei Medras. V'chishev alav alu tros l'sandalim. And now, a person has in mind, he's going to cut them into strips of leather, make them maybe into sandals. So at this point, so now it's not going to be, is it going to lose its status of Tumas Medras because you're using it for another purpose? So we may remember that Machshava alone is enough for a kli now, for a piece of material, to now have the status of a kli. But in order to remove it from that status, machshava alone is not enough. You need a masa. So what kind of masa is necessary in this case? So the mission here says, kevan shenasan boesa ismil. Once he took the ismil, the scissors, the knife, and touches it to this mat of leather, to cut it into strips, tahor, it's no longer mekabel tuma, that whole mat, because he did a masa, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to him, then masa of touching it, beginning to cut the piece of leather, is enough to remove its status of Tumas Medras. If it maybe was Tumas Medras, it loses that status. V'chachamim amrim, absolutely not. No, it will retain its status of Tumas Medras. And the Tumas Medras that it may have at Sheimat, v'chachamim amrim at Sheimat, tenu pachos mechamisha tfachim. You want leather to lose its status of Tumah, of Tumas Medras, you have to cut it to the point where it's less than 5 tfachim. Because then it's not mekabel, it's not roi to mekabel tumah at all. We'll learn in the 27th perek, next perek, Mishnah Beis, that a piece of leather is mekabel tumah when it is a minimum size of 5 by 5 tfachim. So if it's less than that, so then, okay, that enough is a masa. If you cut out of this leather, now you cut the leather, not that you put the knife to it and you started to cut. No. If the leather is now, we have pieces that are less than 5 tfachim, then it loses its status of tumas medras. Rabbi Yazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, he says you want to lose it. That this is the most strict opinion of all. Afa osem mit pachas mina or tamea. He says even if you're going to make a mit pachas, a cloth, a napkin, a kerchief from this piece of leather which was tamei medras, tamea, that mit pachas tamea. The mit pachas is less than 5 by 5 tefachim. How big do you need a napkin to be? So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, that's not a shinui maisa. Why is that a shinui maisa? It's less than 5 by 5 tefachim. How much more do you want me to do? I didn't say just to touch it with the scissors. I didn't say with a knife. I didn't say even to cut less than 5 by 5 tefachim. To cut into a napkin, it's still mekabel tumah. The answer is yes. Why? So the Bar Tanura explains that that's not considered a maisa because shahamit pachas doma l'shatiach. A napkin is similar to a leather that's spread out that you're lying upon. You have a large enough napkin, people may sit upon it not to get dirty. So, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, it's still mekabel tumas medras. It didn't lose that status. It retains the status of the tumas medras that it had, unless you didn't make it into a napkin. So, what do you have to make it into? Umenakeses tahora. If you had, meaning you have to know what the kli was originally. According to him, it's still, if it's a napkin, still no different than a mat. But if it was originally not a mat, it was originally a kesis, it was a leather cushion on mattress, which has stuffing inside, so that's a clay kibble. So now if you cut and make a mitpachas from a kesis, then tahora. Then it will lose its status of the tumas medras that may be on the mattress because the zava sat on it, because you made it into something different. That is a kes, as a cushion, a mattress, which is a clay kibble, has an inside to it, the stuffing goes inside, and now you made it into a napkin, into a kerchief, that's something completely different. Then it will lose its status of the tumas medras that it had. Perech of Zion, Mishnah Aleph. Habeged mitamei mishum chamisha shema. So this is the general rule Mishnah is going to give us. The next two prakim speak about a beged, different fabrics that we have that are mekabel tumah. And the Mishnah here says that a beged potentially could become tamei because of 5 different names, literally. 5 different categories of tumah may apply to a beged. And these 5 categories are, the Mishnah is on the list, and we'll see them. Number 1 is clay kibble. We should be familiar with some of these at least. Clay kibble is that you you potentially could have a fabric made into a receptacle where you can put things inside. So that's one category of tumah. Or midrus. Midrus, we know, if it's something that people are going to sit upon, lie upon, lean upon, whatever it may be, that's another category. That could apply to a beged too. Beged, let's say woven material, wool. It could be, make something into something that could be an item that could be tumah midrus. Ol. What's ol? So, well, let's say you have a beged that is over a kli or a person under, and then there's a mace underneath. So we know that if you're underneath that canopy, so you become, the person or the kli becomes tummy. Does the canopy become tummy? So that beged also potentially could become, have tumas ol itself. Not only does the person or the kli underneath the canopy become tummy because there's a dead body underneath that, but the canopy itself, if it's made of a beged, can become tameh as well. There's also something called arig, which we haven't really discussed, but we'll get to that. Arig is woven, something that's woven. It's not a beged necessarily, but something, a woven material, that's also is another category of tameh, and certain halachos apply. And finally is what we call shalosh al shalosh, where you have a fabric that's 3x3 etzbaos. You have to be careful. Shlosha al shlosha is masculine. So that refers to tfachim. When I see shalosh al shalosh, that either means amos, which is feminine, or it means etzbos, where a finger blessed, which is feminine. When it comes to the laws of tumah, we assume it means etzbos. 3x3 etzbos, finger breasts, that's also another category of tumah. Usually you use that as a patch, and we'll discuss that as well. Each of these have different shurim. For example, a beged, all still part of our introduction, a beged that's a clay kibble that has a receptacle, so even the receptacle is very small. You can fit something very small inside. Kol shu, it's mekabel tumah. A beged that's used to lie upon, so that to sit upon, that has to be at least 3x3 tfachim in order to have the minimum shear for kabbalas tumah. What if it's ohel? Let's say you have a beged that's being used as a canopy and it's over a mace, and you want to know, does that canopy made of a beged made of this fabric become tamei? That, according to some, has to be a tefach by a tefach. According to others, even a kol shu, any little bit will make it tameh. What if you made a belt? So then that's what we call the category of arik, of woven material. And even though it doesn't have the shear to be called a beged, it's still mekabel tumah. What about this fabric that can be used that's 3x3 etzbos? So that's a fabric that's going to potentially be used as a patch. So that also has obviously the shear of that is 3x3 etzbos, as we mentioned. Okay, so now the Mishnah. So Mishnah tells us that a beged could become tamei, falls into five potential different categories. It's mitame mishum chamisha shemos, five names. Hasak, sackcloth, which we've had many times, mentioned that in the Torah, that becomes really the paradigm of kelim, as we said so many times. Sack is sackcloth made of, we assume, weaving goat's hair. It's not wool. Wool is a beged. But sack, let's say goat's hair. So sack is mishum arba. That only falls into, only has four names, falls into four categories of tumah. What's missing that beged had that this does not have? So the four that we have here are clay kibul, receptacle, midras, ol, and orig. What does it not have? If you have a patch of 3x3 etzbos size made of goat's hair, that's not mekabel tumah. That applies to beged, doesn't apply to sack. Ha'or, what about leather, mishum shlosha? Three categories of kelim of tumah apply to it. What are those? Clay kibble. We mentioned it many times. You have a piece of leather, you make it into a kli, and something can go inside. Midras, of course, using as a mat, let's say, piece of leather can be used for that. And ohel. That, if it's covering a dead body of a person, obviously the person below becomes tamei, but we want to tell you that the canopy itself made of leather becomes tamei. What does not apply to or to leather? The 3x3 patch tumah doesn't apply if it's a piece of leather. And orig, if it's woven, if I take pieces of leather, I weave them into something, that's not mekabel tumah. Then is ha'etz. What about something made of wood, something grown from the ground, made of reeds? Mishum shnayim. That only falls into two categories of tumah. Clay kibble, that many times wood made obviously into a bowl or something like that. And midras, you have a reed mat, that's wood, and that you can lie upon that, so that's mekabel tumah. The making a patch out of wood doesn't apply. Urig, even if you can make very, very thin strips, not mekabel, that urig does not apply. And even tumas ohel does not apply, which would mean if you have a piece of wood, let's say, or a mat made out of reeds, and that is over a dead body and a person. So the person becomes tameh. But the mat does not become tameh. The bege did, and the sock did, and the oar did. But the eights, made something made out of wood, obviously if you're underneath a canopy made of that, you become tameh, and the kli underneath becomes tameh if there's a dead body there, or a kezayis min ames. But the canopy itself made of wood is not mekabel tumah. That actually we should know from Friday night. In Bameh Malikin, in Masecha Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, kol hayotze min ha'eitz, anything that comes from wood, grows from the ground, eino mi tameh tumas ohalim. We may remember the exception, elapishtan. Flax is an exception to that rule, but wood in general, it can bring tumah, but it itself does not become tameh. And finally, v'kli cheres mishum echad. Earthenware vessels fall into only one category of tumah, clay kibul. We'll start with klei cheres, but there's no midras when it comes to klei cheres, there's no urig, there's no 3x3, and I'm not going to make that into a patch. So you don't have, so klei kibul you have, but oh well, midras, urig, shalosh, also you don't have. How do I know this? So the Mishnah is going to tell us, well, let's begin. Klei cheres mitamei mishum klei kibul. Klei cheres amekabel tumah only because of that one category. Now, why doesn't klei kibul at least have tumas medras? So that's klei kibul we know. What about tumas medras? What's the problem? If I make a mat out of earthenware, what should be the problem? Why can't that be mekabel tumas medras? If someone lies upon it, zav lies upon it. Because the pasuk says in Vayikra Tezvav, v'ish asher yiga b'mishkavo. When a man touches his mishkav, his bed. What do you see from the pasuk? There's a hekesh between mishkavo, a person's, whatever he lies upon his bed, and the ish and the person himself. And the Gemara learns the following. Ma hu yesh lo tara b'mikvah. Just like a person could be immersed and purified in a mikvah, af mishkavo sheyesh lo tara b'mikvah. It has to be that a mishkav, in order to be mekabel tumas medras, has to be one that can be purified in a mikvah. Yatza klei cheres, that excludes earthenware, she'ein lo tara b'mikvah, and therefore, eino nasa midras lezav. Earthenware is, it's ish compared to his mishkav. A man can be purified in a mikvah. His mishkav, we have to be purified in a mikvah in order to have tumas medras. And since klei cheres, we know, can't be purified in the mikvah, therefore, it cannot be, it's not, therefore, can't be compared to a person, therefore, it's not mekabel tumas medras. Okay, that's Gemara and Shabbos, daf pei dalet. So, klei cheres mitame mishum klei kibul, but kol she'ein lo toch b'klei cheres ein lo achorayim. First, you wonder what this is doing here. We should know this already. But it basically says like this. If a klei cheres doesn't have a toch, which means it doesn't have a base kibul, so then it's not mekabel tumah. Don't think that the outside of it can become tumah. No. There's no tumah. If there's no toch, there's no inside. It has to be a little. It could be a very small something. A little cup out of earthenware. But the kli doesn't become tame if there's no, we know the outside doesn't become tame anyway. But the point is that the kli doesn't have a status of tumah unless it has a base kibul. Musaf alav ha'eit, so now we're moving up. So wood, we go more chomer. What's above, what does wood have above klei cheres earthenware? Shumi tame mishum moshaf, which means klei eitz. Are obviously if they have a base kibul, the mekabel tumah are like a base kibul. But even if they don't have a base kibul, if it's designated for sitting or lying upon, it's mekabel tumas medras. That's what we said many times. So that's the eights, the reed mat, let's say, has above klei cheres. V'chein tavla she'ein lo lizbeis, says the Mishnah. If you have, let's say, a piece of wood, a tablet, and there's no rim. If it's a rim, it has a, obviously, it has a base kibul. But if you have a tablet, does not have a lizbeis, b'kli eitz Tumeya uve kli cheres Torah. By kli cheres, obviously, has no base kibble, it's not mekabel tumah. Why is it mekabel tumah if it's kli eitz, so there's no toch? If it's designated for lying, so that it's mekabel tumas medrash. So why? But let's say it's not designated for lying. So why do you mention a tavla? Tavla is like a tablet, it's like a plate. So what's that for? The answer is it will have. We've mentioned this many times, and it comes to wood. It has the din. Let's say like a shulchan, like a table. It has a tsuras kli, which means that if it has some form of a kli, and we know that it serves a person and then is kalim at the same time, which is what this tablet can do, and this tray can do, and a table can do. So therefore, it has the status like it has a kli kibul. That is not true when it comes to kli cheres. If you have this tray that's made of earthenware, it's toras not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have a toch. Even if it's designated for a person and is kalim. Musaf alav ha'or. Moving up is leather. Leather has one up above the eights and two up above a klei cheres. Shumi tamei mishum ohalim. That if it serves as an ohel, this piece of leather on a mace, it itself becomes tamei. Musaf alav ha'sak. Okay, sackcloth has one above, one chumrah, one shame, one category of tumah above leather. Shehu mitame mishum orik. That is besides clay kibble, medris, and ol. So there's also orik. What's orik? Let's say I have sack, which is sackcloth, and I make. Let's say a full beged out of that. Let's say which we'll call. If it's a beged, it's a beged. Here I made a belt, so it doesn't have. It's a small shear. You don't have. It's only a kol shehu in terms of its width. Nonetheless, it has the status of a kli, which would not be true when it comes to leather. If I split cut leather into very thin strips and made and wove them together and made a belt, that would not have the status of arig and wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Musaf, alav ha-beged, and beged is above that. Beged made out of, beged, the definition of a beged is tzemer or pishtim, which is the basis really of the chumrah that some people wear wool tzitzis. Linen tzitzis we don't wear. Linen beged rather, because the tzitzis and the beged itself would be shatnes. What's the problem with that? Because you may be wearing it at night, and there's no mitzvah at night, and then you'll be wearing shatnes. So therefore, but there's wool. Why not? What about cotton? So we Ashkenazim certainly follow that. It's certainly acceptable to make the beged out of cotton. But since we have when it comes to the laws of Taras, the Torah says the definition of a beged is tzemer upishtim, only wool or linen. So therefore, when it comes to Alkan Fevig Dehem, I guess it should only be on a beged made of wool and linen. Okay, so Musav alav beged. Beged has the highest level here of Tumah, made of Tzemer, Pishtim, Shehu, Mitamei, Mishum, Shalosh, Al Shalosh. That has all the categories, Klei Kibul, Medrash, Oel, etc. But more than that, it has the Tumah of, if you have a piece of a beged that's 3x3 etzbos, that's Mekabel Tumah, potentially could be used as a patch.